Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about Fresno County. May I speak with Laura?
This is she.
All right, right there. Okay, first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
All right. So as you may know, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be in the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
I'm certain to vote.
All right. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but they skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
Almost certain.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born in?
1993.
All right. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or multiracial?
White.
All right. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm not sure. I haven't lived here too long.
All right. That's okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. And if you could please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding to vote for a Fresno County supervisor. So the list goes as public infrastructure like roads and bridges, homelessness, parental rights and education, inflation and cost of living, housing affordability, jobs and wages, public safety and crime, and water policy.
Probably inflation.
All right. Okay, so now I'm going to read you names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or you haven't heard of them, that's totally fine. And if you could please mention that, that would be more than perfect. So
I haven't really been able to look into it. I've been traveling and so I'm not really sure of anyone who's running for right now. I haven't really had a chance to look into it.
Oh, all right. Well, that's okay. There's an option if you've never heard of them or if you have just no opinion, you're / neutral on them, and that's totally fine.
Okay.
So the first person would be Gavin Newsom. Would you say you have a very favorable opinion on him, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you have no opinion? You're like neutral, you've never heard of him.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. All right. What about Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
All right. What about Steve Brandow?
Uncertain.
That's all right. Wait, did you say uncertain?
Yeah.
All right. So would that be maybe you've never heard of or like no opinion / neutral?
No opinion.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Gary Bredefeld?
Uncertain.
All right. So would that be no opinion / neutral?
Yes, sorry.
All right. No, it's totally fine. And what about Paul Dictos?
Neutral.
All right. Okay, so now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Dion Bordage, Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman / council member, Steve Brandow, who's a county supervisor / businessman, Bryce Herrera, and Paul Dictos, who's CPA / assessor / recorder, who would you vote for?
Like I said, I really haven't looked into it that much.
All right, that's totally fine. So maybe would you say that you haven't looked at it, into it too much, so you're like maybe undecided?
Yeah, undecided.
All right, that's totally fine. Now, if elections were held today and you did have to, like, decide right now, which candidate would you lean towards? Like, not, like, necessarily just vote, but just, like, maybe lean because you're like, maybe.
I can't remember. I've heard of one of them. I can't remember his name, though, that he was a former teacher, so I was kind of leaning towards him.
All right. Well, maybe we can leave it as undecided as for right now. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
All right. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandao as county supervisor? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
All right. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor, and for each, if you could please tell me if you'd be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. So the first one is a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA. So the options are, like, you're much more likely to vote for them, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Somewhat likely.
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Very unlikely.
So would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Somewhat likely.
A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Likely.
So would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat likely.
All right. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county libraries.
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Somewhat more likely.
And a candidate who is a Democrat.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. And after each one, if you could please tell me if, like, after reading the statement, you think there's no chance, there's a small chance, there's a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate. So the first one is, Paul Dictos currently serves as a Fresno County Assessor-Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. So after hearing this information, would you say there's no chance you're going to vote for him, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance for county supervisor?
A fair chance.
All right. Steve Brandao currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandao has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandao is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county libraries. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. So after that, would you say there's no chance, there's a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you might vote for him, for county supervisor?
No chance.
All right. Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he has fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for a county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened and respected to. After hearing that, would you say there's no chance, small chance, fair chance, or a good chance you may vote for him?
Small chance.
All right. So if you're hearing all this information about, like, the past candidates and that information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman slash council member, Steve Brendow, who's a county supervisor slash businessman, Bryce Herrera, and Paul Dictos, who's a CPA slash assessor dash recorder, who would you vote for?
The last one.
Paul Dictos, who's a CPA slash assessor dash recorder?
Yes.
All right. Now, finally, I would just want to ask you some questions. These are just for statistical purposes. So, generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Republican or a Democrat or something else?
A Democrat.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat? And for this question, you kind of can put your own meaning to what's a strong or a not strong Democrat.
I would say strong mostly because I seem to lean towards people in that party more.
All right. Thinking in political. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
All right. Would that be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very.
All right. And what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Well, I've received a bachelor's degree, but I've been taking classes. I'm currently enrolled in one class right now.
All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I'm living with friends.
All right. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Have a good evening.
All right, you too. Oh, and also, I hope you get better, because I heard, like, you're coughing a little bit, so I heard, I...
Thank you. Yeah, I'm sick,
so... All right. Well, I hope you have a good night, and just thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. You too.